You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Calls have been made to deny the visa of far-right figure Candace Owens from visiting New Zealand as a part of her scheduled speaking tour at the end of the year. Owens, who has a history of Islamophobia, homophobia and anti-Semitism, recently, on recent videos uploaded to her YouTube channel, questioned key elements of the Holocaust, such as the well-documented human experiments conducted by Nazi doctor Josef Mengele, as bizarre propaganda, calling the Holocaust an ethnic cleansing that almost took place. I spoke to co-founder of Dayenu, the New Zealand Jews Against Occupation group, Justine Sachs, on calls for far-right figure and Holocaust denier Candace Owens to be banned from the country. Candace Owens, an American far-right activist, is planning to visit Auckland as a part of a speaking tour at the end of November. There have been calls to deny Owens entry into the country due to her history of discrimination against marginalized groups, with her discrimination extending to Jewish people and Judaism. Could you explain some of the anti-Semitic comments and views she holds that deems her such a controversial figure?
So Candace Owens has veered into outright, I would describe, Holocaust denialism. She's questioned elements of the medical experiment that occurred against Jewish people. I believe she's also questioned, you know, whether the Holocaust itself was exaggerated. She has spread disgusting misinformation about Leo Frank, who was a Jewish man who was lynched by the Ku Klux Klan in the early 20th century. She also has been very happy to spread conspiracy theories around Israel being behind 9/11, et cetera, et cetera. So I would classify her as a classic anti-Semite and someone who's now veering into outright Holocaust denial, or minimization at the very least.
Are there concerns that Owen's anti-Semitic rhetoric could incite violence against Jewish communities here in Aotearoa if she is allowed to hold her speaking tour here?
Look, I think we can compare this proposed visit with what happened in 2023 and with Posey Parker, who similarly came to Aotearoa, and I would categorize with the intent of, propagating hate against trans people and queer people. So I think the risk there is similar. And I mean, it's well documented that post that visit that, that transphobia actually increased in Aotearoa. So I think there absolutely is a risk to all communities, and I don't want to just single out Jewish people, because Candace Owens is a hate monger. She has attacked migrants. She has attacked LGBT people. She's really someone who is a dangerous person, a very strange person. And I think there's a risk to a lot of communities in Aotearoa. And so, on that basis, I think she needs to be denied of a visa.
Previously, Holocaust denier David Irving was banned from entering the country in 2004. Do you believe the government will do the same now with Candace Owens?
I very much hope so. I think if not, that reflects backsliding in our commitment to human rights and racial harmony, really, and the Human Rights Act itself, right? I think this is someone who is specifically coming to countries to incite racial disharmony and engage in hate speech. So previously we've had a clear line there that's unacceptable, and I would hope that that is still something that the New Zealand government considers unacceptable.
As you previously just mentioned, Posey Parker was able to enter the country for what she dubs her Let's Women Speak tour. The Auckland event faced a lot of counter-protesting from pro-trans advocates, which in turn resulted in her cancelling her previously scheduled Wellington talk, as well as cancelling another trip back to the country for the end of 2023. Do you expect a similar response from the public if Candace Owens is granted entrance into the country?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would say that it's really important to just consider everyone's safety. And so I think I don't want to get ahead of myself in that discussion. Obviously, if she comes, I imagine there will be a robust community response. However, it's right now it's in the hands of the New Zealand government to prevent I think what is a really terrible situation where people are having to defend their rights on the streets, where hate mongers are given a platform. And as I said, there was well documented rise in transphobia post that visit, and I think we really need to reflect on some of the lessons of that. And so I imagine there'll be a robust community response, but I think that the New Zealand government has a responsibility to prevent the kind of social polarization and scenes that we did see.
What would your advice be for people who want to show their support and have their voices heard in this discussion?
I would say that you can write to the Immigration Immigration Minister, Erica Stanford, and let her know your views on the matter. And, I think I think primarily at this point it's lobbying the government and just showing your solidarity with all the communities that this person targets, not, as I said, the Jewish community, the migrant community, the LGBT community, amongst many, I'm sure. She seems to be quite a prolific hate monger, if you will.
What is Daina hoping for regarding whether or not Owens will be granted access into Aotearoa?
So we're explicitly calling for her visa to be denied, as you mentioned, on the basis that in 2004, David Irving was denied entry. We are hoping that Australia denies her entry. If the New Zealand government refuses to act, it's our hope that she won't come to New Zealand if she's denied entry to Australia, because it's not financially worthwhile. It's financially worthwhile. So there's some hope on the horizon, I suppose. I think that we are seeing a rise in, white national, well-funded white nationalists online, especially on X, and I think some of them are trying to infiltrate the Palestine Solidarity Movement to push very classic kinds of anti-Semitism. And I think we in the Palestine Solidarity Movement are very aware of that, and I would just caution people to be aware that there are some very nefarious characters trying to, I think, take advantage of people's very sincere disgust and concern about the genocide happening in Palestine. And Candace Owens is one of them, I would say.
That was co-founder of Dayenu, New Zealand Jews Against Occupation, Justine Sachs, on calls for far-right figure and Holocaust denier Candace Owens to have her visa denied from the country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.